We've always had an audience. They've always been dogs. Yeah. You just didn't know. Hey, everybody, this is Kevin Weir.
And I'm Jeremy Berkeley.
This is a very special episode. We actually recorded this episode live.
That's right.
And we haven't recorded it yet. We actually are sitting in the space right now.
Yeah, people are setting up.
Before we record it.
Yeah.
So you might notice it might sound a little bit different. There's hopefully going to be laughter.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, there's hopefully going to be people.
Yeah. Yeah. It's currently just us and an empty audience. So
yep.
We will wait here for as long as it takes for them to arrive.
Well, maybe. I mean, other people might have booked the space, so I don't think we can steal somebody else's audience.
Ah, that's what they say.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways, we hope you enjoy our first live show. And we're going to at some point cut and do our regular gags of commercial and ending. But those have been pre-recorded, so they might sound a little different.
Yeah. We'll talk to you then.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, everybody. We were still going to explain what we were about, but she explained it way better than we ever could explain our own podcast.
Like, we have stuffers, and it's not even explained that good.
No.
Hypothetical conversations about hypothetical words.
Worlds. It's world. There's an L in there.
Worlds.
You're ruining the show.
Sorry.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kevin Weir.
I'm Jeremy Berkeley.
Welcome to the third space.
So, show of hands, who has listened to our podcast before?
Yeah.
Excellent. A room full of potential new listeners. Well, if you do like what our podcast is all about, please come up and grab a stuffer. It'll have all the information you need to catch up. This is our 36th episode, and it is our first live show.
Yeah. This will be on the internet.
Yeah.
You can go back and remember everything that we said again.
So the show is fully improvised. And we have a topic for today. Kevin, what is that topic?
Our topic for today is...
Did you forget?
Evolution in pets.
That's right. So usually what we do is we take something from a fictional universe and we put it in the real world and talk about what if it was real.
So when you say evolution in pets, do you mean like the Pokemon do?
Yeah, like the Pokemons.
Like the Pokemons.
Yeah.
Do you guys know what Pokemon is? Yeah.
No? Well, I'm sorry you're not going to have any fun tonight.
So for those who might not know or be unsure about what a Pokemon is.
It's a pocket monster.
It's a pocket monster. Done. Understanding.
Right. Evolution in Pokemon is basically a instantaneous maturing or transformation of one Pokemon into its next genesis?
Sure. Version?
Yeah.
Level? They transcend.
They change.
Very Buddhist.
Normally we would apply this to the whole entire world, but we feel like it fits pets better than the whole world.
So just animals that are pets?
Okay, maybe let's do all animals. That'd be really weird if it was just pets.
No, yeah, it would be weird because sometimes there's a crossover. Like now people are having foxes.
Yeah, that's true.
Does that mean that once you start owning a fox, it starts leveling up?
Yeah.
And is there leveling up?
No, there's just evolution.
Well, then when do they evolve? What makes a pet evolve?
Okay, well, in Pokemon, which is what we're driving from.
Well, they fight each other.
They fight each other and they gain experience.
So there's dog fights in this
world. Nope. Did not say that.
You implied
said
it.
There was evolution, not that there were dog fights. Pets can still gain experience. You bring a puppy home, you house train it. That's experience.
And then it levels up?
I don't know if it levels up, but it will eventually evolve from that experience.
So it gains experience and then could eventually level up.
Right. So in my mind, because not everything evolves in Pokemon, so I'm assuming I don't think a Shih Tzu evolves. It's already at its highest form, man.
Wait.
Already way up there.
Wait, are you implying that each breed of dog is a different, so not just dog?
No, it's not just dog.
Well, then what do they evolve into?
Different dogs.
What do you mean?
Like a Chihuahua would eventually, after maybe several evolutions, become a German Shepherd. That makes sense. So you got to make sure if you want to keep that Chihuahua, if you want to keep your bag dog, then don't teach it anything.
Well, I mean, there's another thing in Pokemon, which is where if something's evolving, you don't want it to evolve, you can press B.
That's true. But there's no B button in the real world.
Well, the equivalent to B.
I guess you just shout stop.
Or like a straight punch.
Yeah. No, don't punch your dog.
Look, you know, sometimes you have a dog and you like your dog and you don't want to change to another dog. So, you know, every so often you teach it a new trick and then you just got to pop it.
I do not endorse that.
This is the way the world works. All right. Sometimes you got to punch
a dog. Here's something that actually kind of supports your punch a dog theory.
Please go
on. Some of the Pokemon evolve when they like you enough.
Okay.
So I guess if you don't want your Pokemon to evolve, your pet to evolve, you have to make it not like you. And punching would do that.
Okay, so you could punch a dog to make it stop evolving.
Yeah.
That's...
I think it'd be much harder to stop cats from evolving, though.
I mean, they're squirrely. You can't always get a shot in them.
They'll run before when you're coming. A dog will come up to you and be like, hey, love me. A cat will be like, I don't care.
They see you winding up and they're like, oh, I know what you're doing.
I'm going to the stairs to evolve.
Yeah, into...
A lynx.
So wait, so you could buy a cat and it could be like, Mr. Muffin's my cat. Yeah. And then you go to sleep one day and wake up and it's like a bangle?
Breeding information is very important. Because remember, the same type would always evolve into the same thing. So a Chihuahua would always eventually get to a German Shepherd.
So if you're not careful, you could get a cat and then it evolves into one of those weird hairless ones.
Yeah, exactly. Cheshire? Cheshire.
Cheshire cat? Are they? No,
you're right.
Ones.
That's wrong. I was thinking 101 Dalmatians.
Isn't Cheshire?
And then Cheshire because Disney.
Isn't Cheshire? Cheshire's Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, it is.
He's also a real cat. Hey, you! You work with animals.
No, wait, but I'm gonna say this. I think orange tabbies evolve into Cheshires.
So they can turn invisible.
Yeah, and they have creepy smiles.
So Garfield eventually.
Yeah. Well, Garfield doesn't ever evolve because he's too lazy. He only knows eating food and napping and pushing Odie off the table.
Does Odie evolve?
Yeah. Well, no, because Odie's too dumb. He doesn't remember anything. Unless it's an affection thing, and then Odie immediately evolves.
I am confused by the rules of this world we've set up.
Well, it's the Pokemon rules for evolution. So I guess you could also put a stone next to something and it might evolve. That's the thing in Pokemon.
All right, Mr. Mittens. Here's this Thunderstone. Oh, God, he's now lightning.
I feel like it's better if it's a fish that evolves from a stone.
Okay.
Like there's a minnow, and it's swimming through a pond. It touches a stone, and all of a sudden it's a salmon.
You know what? We kind of have evolution in the real world.
Yeah, no, it's...
Like when a tadpole becomes a frog.
Yeah, that's evolution.
So a tadpole will just become a frog.
Right. So instead of like the various stages of tadpole, like where you have a legs and the weird tail, it would just go tadpole, and then it would get enough experience and glow and become a frog.
Tadpole, frog,
yeah,
punch frog.
No, well,
it's a frog with gloves on its hands.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, sure.
I guess it doesn't have to evolve into a real
Wait,
animal.
Wait, what's that frog from Luke? Oh, he doesn't?
No,
this is bringing up a whole new world. Not real animals?
I mean, we said Cheshire already. That's not real. Cheshire is not real. We have confirmation from a real person who works with animals.
This is the best thing about doing the show live is that we are usually wrong about so many things.
We're
trusting all of you to make sure that we're correct. So if you're wrong, everyone on the internet can blame you.
Yep.
And the internet is not kind.
It's not. It's not a kind place.
Not a kind place.
We'll be your buffer, though. Don't worry.
I wanted to mention something when you're talking about the when you were talking about, I was talking about the cats, the ones that are all...
Tell me more about you listening to yourself.
Yeah. What's up? Those weird hairless ones, I once petted one.
How did it feel?
Yeah, kind of like a naked old man.
For those people who didn't hear that, the audience just said hairless.
It did feel hairless.
Yeah.
Everyone could feel that cat right now. Just do this.
Just touch. He's touching the top of his hand. The back of my hand has hair on it.
Some people do it. Do it. They're not listening to me, Jeremy.
No, nope, they're not. You don't have authority.
So they can become. So they don't have to become a real animal.
No,
in this world.
Well, here's the thing. You have to have some sort of relation. My favorite example of this is if we're talking about the newest Pokemon game. There's a tiny cat you can get at the very beginning.
Yeah.
Turns into a bigger cat, and then it turns into a cat that is also a pro wrestler. But it is still a cat.
Hey, when did Pokemon get weird?
Oh, it's always been weird, Kevin. It's always been weird.
Okay, so you could go out there and get, I don't know,
in the first generation, Kevin, they had a tadpole literally hypnotizing people.
I mean,
that is not a normal thing.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know information. We have people out there who might know information. Can tadpoles hypnotize you?
That's a no. The negatory.
I got one no, but they didn't seem entirely sure.
They were sure.
I'm willing to accept my worldview.
I heard conviction
over
in
that,
that
worldview. No, I'm going to believe that tadpoles can hypnotize you in the real world.
Okay, fine. You believe that.
People drink Budweiser. They have frogs.
Keep going for your willful ignorance. Go for it. So we talked about how evolution works. How would this change the world, Kevin?
I mean, you'll be a lot more careful with the animals that you're keeping as pets.
I mean, a mutt is much more of a surprise. If you get a mutt puppy, it might grow really large, surprise, or it might stay really small, surprise.
Well, or it might become some sort of, I don't know, fire dog.
Yeah, or a luchador. I'm going to stick with this wrestling vein.
This is my dog, El Popo.
Let's be honest. If you had a dog that could do backflips in a ring, would you keep it? I would. That dog has talent.
Mr. Verkley, I want to talk about your dog a little bit because he suplexed my kid.
Well, maybe your kid shouldn't have entered the ring. Maybe your kid should have been more careful about his mask. Have fun with that lifelong disgrace. So people are more careful.
This is a dumb show.
So people are more careful about their pet.
If you want to go with the pets.
This week's episode of The Third Space is brought to you by wolves of all types. Arctic wolves, forest wolves.
Wolves that are always around somewhere.
Wolves that are on t-shirts.
They're here. They're somewhere around here.
Ghost wolves.
The wolves. The wolves are coming.
Dire wolves?
Wolves.
Are dingoes wolves?
Wolves.
Are African dogs wolves?
They're here. I can hear them.
Siberian wolves. Are there wolves in Siberia?
The wolves are coming.
Wolves.
Wolves.
Wolves are cool.
Yeah. Let's go back. Back to a time when we probably maybe lived a little bit closer with animals. Like back to when we had to hunt them.
Okay.
How do you think
hunter-gatherer? Well, okay. I think being in the wilderness is a lot scarier. Because as an animal, like let's say walking through the woods.
Yeah.
You come across a bear cub. Oh, it's cute. It's a bear cub. It's not going to hurt me. It's not going to maul me. Mom might be nearby. That's still scary. But the bear cub is all right. But if that bear cub stops chasing you and you run, it's gaining experience as it chases you. And it could evolve in the middle of that chase. That's scary.
Sprouts like, wait. Oh, no, wait. Sorry. I forgot. It sprouts a mask. And now you got a luchador bear.
Luchador bear.
Yeah.
And that thing is agile as heck.
Coming at you.
Don't climb a tree. It's coming after you.
It's coming down from the top rope with
exactly,
a suplex.
Yeah.
Wait, not a suplex. A splash.
Yeah, splash.
And a
body
wrestling
splash.
Thing. Body
sure.
splash. A bear splash.
Yeah, and then it's going to stand up and be like, oh, yeah.
So you're running through the woods, and then suddenly Macho Man Randy Savage comes at you.
In bear form.
In bear form.
Yeah.
So Macho Man Randy Savage comes at you. Yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah. Step into a Slim Jim.
Yep, that's what he does.
And your name is Jim in that case.
Yep. But also, think about how many animals are actually in the woods. Chances are one of them is evolving at any time. And this doesn't just extend to bears and mammals. The birds are evolving. There's an ice bird in front of you now. Congratulations, you're frozen. There's insects that will evolve. That mosquito, only irritating before. Now it will suck you full of like all your blood because it's huge.
So a mosquito comes flying in, goes on you like, swat it away, but however it dodges and then gives its evolution.
Yeah.
And then it becomes, as we all know, a luchador mosquito, which puts you in a headlock.
I feel like it becomes an aviator, like Amelia Earhart or the Red Baron.
Well, one of those people was shot down. The other one disappeared into the sea, so I'm fine with those.
Okay.
All right.
I guess it just gets lost if it's Amelia Earhart.
Oy, I don't know Amelia Earhart fans are here.
Oh, she's very popular.
Very popular.
We've ruined our whole
following. Everyone. I liked the show until they started making fun of Amelia Earhart.
Then I just had to leave after that. But I think the wilderness would be much more dangerous, especially if you're a hunter-gatherer. How do you know what tool to take, especially since hunter-gatherers are nomads?
So you're like,
you're entering different biomes all the time.
So you're going out there and you're getting ready to, I don't know, hunt a deer. And you're like, all right, yeah, I'll bring my rifle with me. And yeah, you're about to shoot a deer.
What if that deer evolves into a metal deer? Because the steel type is a thing in Pokemon.
Well, thankfully, you brought, I don't know, armor piercing rounds?
No, you didn't, because you're a hunter-gatherer. You got a spear. Maybe it has obsidian on it.
Okay, so so we're back there. We're back in the time.
That's what you said. I'm imagining
it. No, I said a gun.
No, but before you said, let's go back to when we were more close.
Then I changed my mind.
Well, you didn't tell me.
Well, you should know.
I'm not psychic, Kevin.
Well, that's
Although, I think pet birds could evolve into psychic types.
Okay, so wait, when we're talking about like...
It's not copying anymore. It's saying what you're thinking before you say it.
Kill them all. Kill them all.
Yeah,
is that
I guess
bird
if you have,
reading your mind?
If you have a psychic cockatoo, you can't really hide when you're thinking bad things.
Which all these people would shut up.
I just really have to go poo.
Ignore
right
the
now.
Bird.
Really got to go poo, everybody. Everyone's like, ooh, you want to go? You can go. I mean, we all know now.
I went for I hate people and I kill people. The worst you could go was pooing?
I'm a very gentle man. What are you doing?
You're the worst.
Yay, I'm number one.
I gave Jeremy a trophy.
Yeah, because we're putting this on the internet later.
Yeah. Yeah, sweet visual joke for an audio medium.
It's a common thing in our podcast, actually. Okay, so
what we do. All right.
Hunter-gatherers, way more deadly.
Yes. Well, no, way more dangerous. Hang on, what do you mean?
I mean, deadly and dangerous are the same thing.
No, but no, are hunter-gatherers more dangerous?
No, humans don't evolve.
Oh, so how silly of me.
It's very clear in Pokemon the humans do not evolve.
No, that'd
you stay
weird.
As a 10-year-old forever until you're an adult.
Wait, is a world full of 10-year-olds and adults?
Every Pokemon protagonist is 10 years old. I don't know what to tell you.
So can they capture? Yeah, that's a question.
No, because there's no Pokeballs. It's only evolution.
You have cages.
Yeah, I mean, you can still poach, I guess.
Yeah. People are screwed. No, it's
well, here's the thing. People would still evolve and
well,
not
mentally.
Yeah, mentally. Like, they still move forward, and eventually technological progress happens. But, I mean, would you rather have a normal horse pulling your carriage or a horse made of lightning? I know which one I would choose. The normal horse, because
I know the lightning would light your cart on fire.
Yeah, also, super dangerous.
Incredibly dangerous.
How does the driver direct the lightning horse?
All right, there's some things that come with lightning. Who said lightning rod?
Your brother. Your brother said it. Oh, that's my trophy though.
Yeah, but now it lives in our house.
Now it's his trophy.
That's fair. That's fair. I mean, we do usually record in your house.
Well, no, okay, hold on a second.
I'm holding on.
So, we started this out by saying evolution in pets.
Yeah.
But it sounds like...
It's animals.
Well, no, it sounds like, why would you have a pet?
Well, as long as, like, the people would still breed certain things.
So you think it's like with wolves, that you breed certain things out of them until they become,
yeah,
I don't know, terriers.
Yeah.
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 So they would be, they'd be selectively breeding how these animals... evolve?
Well, they would take... It's the same thing. It's still traits, right? So you take the dog that evolved... The wolf.
Yeah.
Let's say a gray wolf.
Okay.
Take the gray wolf.
Which evolves into an ice wolf.
To an ice wolf. And you take the black wolf.
Yes.
Which just stays normal. It doesn't get any superpowers.
Okay.
Just stays normal
just
the entire time.
Just becomes a bigger wolf.
Just becomes a bigger wolf. Maybe it stands on two legs. Because that's something that happens all the time. And then you breed them, and then maybe eventually you get a gray wolf that stays normal.
But stands on two legs. But
stands on two legs.
Just walks around your house.
Yeah, but this is, again, I guess, why you have to punch your dog.
Yes! Punch your dog!
So many people like dogs. We're going to lose so many people that listen to our podcast.
Yeah, but there's, you know what? Do what other people like that I've learned? Some people like to punch dogs.
Okay, I know Michael Vick likes it when dogs get hurt, but most people don't. Topical.
No, it's sir.
From 2 years ago. Was it 2 years?
I don't know. Stop.
5 years.
Stop referring to Michael Vick.
I did it once. You can't act like I do it a lot. It's the first time I've mentioned Michael Vick, who is an avid listener of our podcast.
Avid listener, Michael Vick.
Avid listener, Michael Vick.
I mean, he'd like my bit.
Yeah, he would.
Hey, people, don't punch dogs. Look, we have a lot of fun up here. But don't punch a dog.
Okay, so you know what else I think would change?
What would change?
Aviation. Think about it. There are at least some birds in the sky that could take out a plane. Easy.
So wait, so are we talking about like passenger jets would be equipped with like some sort of missile system?
I think radar needs to get better. You need to know when that bird that can shoot fireballs is coming at you.
The flame bird is coming. Oh, it's evasive maneuvers.
Yeah. List slightly
things
to the left.
Drop down, you put them on. When they're doing the thing at the beginning, when they're talking about like all the exits, sometimes you might be attacked by a firebird. In case of that, put on your flame retardant suit you can find underneath your seat.
Yeah, planes I think are a lot more spacious just because they need so much more safety equipment.
Well, you need room to bounce around.
Yeah.
For when the flame bird gets you. Need more walls to bounce off of.
Yeah. Anything else that you think it changes?
Well, I mean, everything changes.
Well, what changes? Tell me what changes.
Well, I mean, like just the way that... The way that an entire city would be built, if we're talking, like, we weren't just talking about that
I guess
the pets
cities,
evolve. We're talking about the pets become monsters.
Yeah.
It's a world with monsters in it.
Yep. So I guess cities still have walls.
Yeah, we are in walled cities hiding from the flame dogs and the shadow birds and the...
And I guess maybe domes. Maybe, I guess everyone lives in a dome?
Yeah, dome cities. Dome cities everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're in the future. We've created the future. Dome cities are the future.
Your only modifier for the future is that there's domes?
Yeah, I mean, have you seen sci-fi from the 70s?
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. No, fair enough. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Domes equal the future.
Yeah.
It's okay, we need to find some...
No.
We need to find some strong point to end on, that's not domes.
Okay, here. Some animals would evolve into lightning animals, right? Electricity is a valuable resource. I mean, PETA would be upset about this, but you could hook them up to generators and steal their power.
Wait, PETA?
Yeah, well, PETA would... No, you don't catch PETA, hook them up to generators. You catch lightning animals.
Let's be very clear. Like, we live in a world right now where a lot of animals are, you know, pretty chill.
Yeah.
They're dangerous if you, you know, run up to them and, I don't know, punch them in the face.
Yeah.
Just off the top of my head, don't know where that came from. But if you're living in a world where animals can... I don't launch fire and freeze like large plains of land and do all this crazy. Read your mind.
Oh man, farmers are badass. You got to deal with all that shit. You're definitely a badass.
I was gonna go for like why would PETA be around? Who would want to be like? No, we got to keep them safe as they burn us to the crisp.
People like animals.
Fair. But do
irrefutable
like animals
point.
That could shoot artillery at you.
I mean. I think it'd be pretty cool to have an animal that could do that. Kevin?
Yeah?
They trained pigeons to guide missiles in World War II. People would love dangerous animals. They would love them.
You know what? I agree with you.
Yeah.
I actually think... That there would not be less pets. I think people would just have more dangerous ones.
They would.
You would have wanderers going through the wasteland with their rocket bird.
Yep. I mean, when you think about it, a militia is way more deadly. You wouldn't need the Fourth Amendment.
What's the Fourth Amendment?
The right to bear arms in the United States.
The Fourth Amendment is the right to bear arms in the United States, for anybody who didn't know.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, Kevin. I mean, you could have a pet bird that shoots bullets. You don't need a gun. You just need a bird.
You could have a bigger bird that shoots littler birds.
You could. You could have a bird that flies above and just poops out fire.
This world sounds a lot more awesome than I thought when we first started this. I thought it was just going to be like I don't know, this. You. The first thing you said was that the dogs should turn to other dogs.
Yeah.
They don't turn to other dogs. They turn into badass dogs.
Well, not all of them. Remember, a Shih Tzu never evolves. Stays the same.
Shih Tzus stay the same.
Yeah. I mean, so there's probably some other stuff that does too.
Hey, like, Jeremy.
What? Are we out of time?
That was our first live episode.
High five.
Yeah.
You guys have fun?
Now, Jeremy,
Yes.
I got you a trophy. I summarily took the trophy and gave it to him.
Yeah.
But what did you get me?
You got me disappointment.
I got you disappointment. What did you get me?
A stuffer.
Oh, okay. Hey, if you guys want, you could grab these stuffers. They say our website on them. They also say our Twitter. And you can check us out to listen to the rest of our episodes.
Yeah, we're on iTunes. You can also find us on Player FM if you use Android. They're very easy apps. And we hope you enjoy the preview for the show for Full Circle Theater. Thanks for coming out. Join us next week on The Third Space when we do all of our chores. Laundry, loading the dishwasher, sweeping the floor, dusting the cabinets.
Also join us next week when Kevin was replaced by a special guest, no one.
Until then, you're a cool person who lives in a cool place.